Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Arizona became the fourth state to pursue criminal charges against fake electors when yesterday a state grand jury charged 11 Arizona Republicans and seven top aides to Donald Trump, claiming they took part in a conspiracy to keep Trump in the White House by falsely certifying that he won the state in 2020, even though Arizona voters actually picked Joe Biden.
We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election.
That's Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, a Democrat, announcing the indictment of Republicans like Kelly Ward, who was state party chairwoman, her husband Michael, state senators Jake Hoffman and Anthony Kern, and Tyler Bauer, who's a committeeman for the Republican National Committee and an executive with the power-wielding group Turning Point USA. But also indicted, although redacted in the paperwork, are nationally prominent Trump allies like former New York mayor and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani and Trump's White House chief of staff Mark Meadows. Indicted in a case against fake electors in Arizona?
When you see the folks that are on here, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, some of the lawyers, you kind of get the idea. These are the people who were absolutely involved in getting the Arizona fake electors to participate in this.
That is KTAR legal analyst and host Barry Markson. They've all been indicted for felony fraud, forgery, and conspiracy charges and could face some serious prison time. But as I looked at the list of Arizonans, I had to ask, how many of those people got caught up in the beliefs of others? The people who got dragged into this by folks like Rudy Giuliani, like Kelly Ward, so that she could benefit financially by continuing to tell the lie that Donald Trump actually won a second term. Longtime Arizona Republican consultant Chuck Coughlin told me this morning he doesn't buy that any of these fake electors were doe-eyed innocents bowing to pressure.
These are smart people. They're veteran political people. They are electors for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump didn't win the election, yet they still submitted their paperwork as electors. This is an outright fraud. To say that they didn't know what they were doing, I think that's giving them way too much leeway.
And I think it's giving them too much credit when Chuck says
these are smart people.
Because how did they think they could get away with all this?